was looking at this beautiful church and the beautiful scene as the sacred liturgy unfolded, reminding me of the talk that Dr. McIntyre gave the other day, this beautiful, lofty ceiling pointing us toward heaven, the various images of plant life in the new Garden of Eden. I think in heaven, whoever built this church knows that it will be something Irish, because there are many shamrocks. There are many, many beautiful flowers. Then we go up into the roof of the sanctuary, the angels casting down the throne, their crowns toward the throne of God, the book of Apocalypse, and the stars, and the heavenly bodies, all reminding us of what is to come, who created this. And then finally, the beautiful stained glass windows, those jewels of the walls of the heavenly city. But I thought to myself, if you were born in this building, you never were able to go outside. By the light of natural reason, we could say that there is something out there. We don't know what, but there's this beautiful light that comes in every day. The light is in the stained glass windows. It makes them come alive every morning. So we would see through a veil that we would know that there is something else. But we even know more than that, because God himself has come to us. He has revealed himself. He has lifted the veil. And he has shown us that there is something that is so great that we cannot even imagine. I have not seen nor ever heard the joy that God has prepared for those who love him. And yet, even with that revelation, we still live in this valley of tears. We have our doubts, our intellects are crowded, our wills are weakened. We oftentimes lose our way. And so we have to keep struggling through this time of shadows toward the reality. And we do that by prayer, by meditation, by confessing our sins and trying to live a good life. We know that it's not automatic that we just go to heaven. The world today thinks that. They think that anyone who is born just goes to heaven. But our Lord has called us something very different. If you love me, obey my commandments. And so there is a condition for us to get to heaven. Heaven is not a given, it is a reward for living a life of devotion and love. The Catechism teaches us that those who love God perfectly in this life live without any mortal sin, die without any mortal sin on their soul, without any venial sin on their soul, having made up for all the damage they may have done with their sins, the temporal punishment due to sin, they will go directly to heaven. But it has always been seen that there are very few that go so quickly. Of course, we know the other side of things, and our Lord spoke about this often. Those who do not love him, those who choose their own selfish way, those who ignore his revelation, they will condemn themselves to hell, to eternal fire, to a light that does not enlighten, but destroys. But for the vast majority, for most of us, I would say, we will die hopefully loving God, free of mortal sin, conditions to get to purgatory, that third teaching of our faith. But maybe our venial sins not yet fully repented of. We have not made up for the damage we've done. And so purgatory is God's extension of his mercy to all of us. It is a hospital where he cuts away that which is filthy and dirty, that which is infected, and replaces it with the healing that lets us to be able to one day then come before his face and see him face to face. And so we in the church have always prayed for the dead. We should pray for them every day, but the most perfect prayer we can ever offer is the sacrifice of the Mass, because that is the great gift of our salvation. And we know that we can apply it to those who have gone before us, and we can lessen the time of their cleansing and bring them to eternal life by the charity of our prayers, just like we hope and pray that someday they too from heaven will pray for us, that we too can then enter in and see the face of God from this life of shadows to the reality of the glory that sparkled through those beautiful windows of life. Finally, for all of us, the regular Mass is a time of reflection for ourselves as well. We know we love God, that's why we're here. But we also know we don't love him enough. We know we fail. We know that we have selfishness or petty pride getting in the way. We fall into all types of sins and we repent. But yet there's still that attachment to sin in our life. There's still those terrible habits that we just say we can't seem to break. So we too must pray. Pray for the gift of a happy death. Doesn't mean we won't die without pain or we won't die in some tragic way. But what it means is that you'll die in God's grace, and most hopefully will receive extreme unction in the anointing of the sick, and we'll be able to know with a great hope that we're on our way to see God. The other day, I think it was the architect who said that Karl Barth said that Gordon Daniel Catholic man, we have heaven and hell. We have justice and mercy. But in God's great goodness,